The Result. Chapter 12. The nights were as hot as the days. Angel Clare could not sleep. He went out into the darkness to think over what had happened that afternoon. He had come as a student of farming to this dairy, thinking he would be here only a short time. He thought it would be a quiet place. From here he could observe the great world outside before plunging back into it. But the world outside had lost its interest, and the quiet place was now the centre of all feeling. Clare was a thoughtful, honest man. He knew Tess was not a toy to play with and throw away when finished with. Her life was as important to her as his was to him. He knew he must treat her affection for him seriously. But if they went on meeting every day, their relationship must develop. He could not stop himself. As he had not decided what purpose their relationship should have, he decided that for the moment they should meet as little as possible. But it was not easy to keep to this decision. He was driven towards her by the heat in his blood. He thought he would go and see his family. In less than 5 months, he would have finished his studies here. After a few more months on other farms, he would be ready to start farming himself. Shouldn't a farmer's wife be a woman who understood farming? He rode along the narrow road towards Emminster and his parents' house. His eyes were looking not at the road, but at next year. He loved her. Ought he to marry her? What would his mother and brothers say? What would he himself say 2 years after the wedding? As he rode into the village, he saw a group of young girls waiting outside the church. Walking quickly to join them was Miss Mercy Chant, only daughter of his father's neighbour. His parents quietly hoped Angel would marry Mercy one day. She was very good at giving Bible classes, but in Angel's mind was the face of the pretty milkmaid, who hardly ever thought of God. His family were delighted, though surprised, to see him. Angel was glad to be at home, and yet he did not feel so much part of the family as he used to. His father's religious belief was very strict, but he was a kind, honest man and fond of his sons. However, he would have been shocked to know of the pagan pleasure in nature and pretty womanhood experienced by Angel. His mother shared his father's religious views and helped in his church work. His brothers seemed rather unimaginative and narrow-minded, although they were both well-educated. They felt that anybody outside the church or university could not be respected. As he walked with his brothers, Angel felt that however lucky they were to have a university education, neither of them really saw life as it was lived. They thought farming was a poor man's job, not suitable for a gentleman. Angel felt all the more determined to keep to his choice. In the evening, he spoke to his father alone after prayers. Mr. Clare told his son he had been saving the money he would have spent on his university education for him. This encouraged Angel to ask his father what sort of wife a farmer needed. "A really Christian woman. Nothing else matters. For example, my neighbour Dr. Chant... But isn't the main thing that she should be able to milk cows, churn good butter, value animals, and direct farm workers?" Mr. Clare had clearly never thought of this before. "Yes, yes, certainly. But I was going to say that you will never find a purer woman than Mercy Chant. Your mother and I would be very happy if you..." "Yes, yes, Mercy is good, I know. But, Father, don't you think that one who is just as good and pure, and who understands farm life as well as the farmer, would be much better?" After much discussion, Angel got down to details. He explained he had met a woman who was ideally suited to be a farmer's wife, who went to church regularly, who was honest, sensitive, intelligent, graceful, pure as snow, and extremely beautiful. "Is she of a good family, like Mercy?" asked his surprised mother, who had come in during the conversation. "She is not what we call a lady," said Angel firmly. "She is a cottager's daughter. What's the advantage of good family to me? My wife will have to work hard and manage with very little money. Mercy is educated. That has its charm, said his mother, looking at him through her silver glasses. I shall help her with her reading. She will learn fast. She's full of poetry, real poetry. She lives what poets only write. And she is a good Christian girl. I'm sure you'll value her for that. His parents already doubted Angel's religious belief, so they were almost relieved to hear this of his future wife. They told him not to act in a hurry, but they would like to see her. Although Angel was free to marry or not as he wished, he did not want to hurt his parents, and he accepted their advice. As he set off to return to the dairy and Tess, his father rode with him a little way. Mr. Clare was telling his son about the new d'Urberville family, who had taken the ancient name and lived near Trantridge,